but it's time to talk with Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Well, it is. We did get some good reports this morning. At least they look good on the surface, and that was a small business report that came out. Their confidence rose to a three-year high. A survey of 2,100 business owners said that they feel a whole lot better about the economy, but that's just on the surface. What was real interesting about this is that the reading came in at 94.1 on this survey, and that's the highest reading since 2007, which is when the recession began. But before then, the average reading was 100. So it still weighs off from its high, but it is getting better. But the really kind of scary part in the whole report was the small businesses said, yes, we do feel better about the economy. Actually, they use the word hope in there. We're hoping it's getting better. We don't see it's getting worse, but they are still not hiring. Most of the businesses do not plan on hiring right away, and most of them do not plan on spending a lot of money on capital. So that's really what we kind of need to see to really get this economy going, is small businesses really start hiring. So hopefully we'll start seeing that go up closer to 100 over the next year. Now, locally, some interesting news. Chesapeake has decided to sell their Fayetteville Shell, and they are going to put that up for auction. And a lot of people are talking that ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell may end up coming in bid for that, and they see it selling for above $5 billion. It is kind of scary what could happen there, because if they do sell that, there might be a lot of layoffs due to that. May not be as much capital outlay there, so we could lose some jobs here in Arkansas due to that. But it's still a little early to say. I mean, natural gas prices are so low, it's hard for them to make a profit on drilling there, because it's very expensive to drill in that area. And we did see from the CBOE, which is a central, Congressional Budget Office, they did report yesterday that the United States so far for the current fiscal year has run a deficit of $424 billion, and they expect us to run a deficit of $1.5 trillion for the year, which the United States year-end is in September. And speaking of deficits, they also spoke on Social Security. They said so far this year, the United States has collected $45 billion less than what they paid out in Social Security, and they did come out with a lot of projections on what they suggest that the United States do to try to stem that outflows of Social Security, which I'm sure includes tax increases as well as cutting benefits. As far as the markets go this morning, the markets are flat. It looks like they're going to open up flat, and that has a lot to do with overseas markets. China has decided to raise interest rates due to inflation. A lot of other countries are seeing quite a bit of inflation. China's raised interest rates three times since October, and you're seeing inflation in mostly emerging markets like Brazil. Brazil's inflation in January was almost 1% for the month. And so they're trying to curb inflation. You're starting to see things like copper hit all-time highs out there. So that's causing some problems. As far as individual stocks go this morning, AOL decided to acquire Huffington Post, which Huffington Post is a very large producer of news content on the Internet, and they're going to pay $315 million for them. AOL is hoping to be one of the biggest news producers on the Internet. So we'll see what happens there. Toyota came out and lifted its annual forecast beyond what the market expected. So they're looking good. They're going to sell 70,000 more vehicles than what they planned on selling. So they'll sell about 7.5 million vehicles this year. And it's kind of a quiet day, actually, overall in the market. We'll see what happens here. Disney will report after the close today, so I'm interested to see what happens there. Well, it looks like it's going to be a flat open for today.
Why on Disney? Of course, it's an entertainment business. You're interested in it. It's just the fun of the entertainment side, or are they an indicator where the economy is really going?
Well, it's a good indication where the economy is going, because it's discretionary spending. We're not going to go to Disney World unless we have the money to spend, and we feel confident that, hey, we're going to have more money coming in because we still have a job. So it's interesting to see how many people actually go down to Disney World and Disneyland and actually spend that discretionary income.
All right, Mark. Well, that's a good answer, man, and I appreciate it, sir.
Take care.
That's Mark Myers from Stern, Agee & Leach, and that's a good answer there. If you have a little more money and it's being spent at Disney World or one of the Disney purchases, their stores, whatever else they have, when they have a lot of different movies and so on, That tells you there's a little more money flowing around, and that could be good for all of us. Yes, Mark is with Stern AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. It could be good for you, too, if you give him a call, 479-782-2527. Or you can email him at mmyers@sternag.com.